Welcome to the Coach Louisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Louisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Louisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.louisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Louisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Louisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome to the show on today. Oh, the day today is Tuesday. Good morning. Oh, we want to give a shout out to all the wonderful people who are listening to the show today. Welcome. Good morning, Comedy Concepts. Good morning, Miss Patricia Martin. Yes, I know some people are very happy and very, very excited that today is the first day of school for many people. And we know in various parts of the country, you may have already started going back to school. So this is just, I tell you, September has already come in with a bang, especially for me since my husband turned 60 on September the 3rd. And we had an awesome, awesome, gigantic party for him here at our home on Sunday. It was absolutely amazing. It was so amazing that I thought it was Saturday, and so when Monday morning came, I absolutely thought Monday was Sunday, and guess what? Some of you tuned into the show, and you weren't able to hear anything but some wonderful music. But good morning, Mr. J. Early. Good morning, Glow Jazz. You know, you people are so awesome and motivating tuning in each and every morning. Well, let me tell you, we are going to continue going deeper and deeper. As we said on this show, we're going to be going deeper and deeper into goals, reaching our goals, achieving our goals. You know, the older I get, the more I learn, the more experiences that I have, that I'm actually able to line them up and see how everything is fitting together. It's almost as if, you know, your life is like a puzzle. And there's a woman, she used to say that all the time. She used to say, you know, God is the great puzzle master. And it is so, so true. Our lives are like a puzzle. And it's amazing. But the pieces, all of, it's like with a puzzle. You get the puzzle, the box absolutely has all the pieces in there. Every piece is there. Now, it's your job to link them together. But what happens is the box gives you a picture and a vision of what it is supposed to look like at the end. But you have to put all the pieces together and constantly holding that vision in your mind. I know my grandmother was really, really big on puzzles. And so growing up, when I was around, you know, 12 through 18, I remember that every day we were working on a puzzle, and we did it pretty much the whole family. She would buy it, she would start it, and various of the children would come in to help and do their part, putting the pieces together, and we absolutely loved it. It's a great family activity. Any of you who have, you know, children, several children, and I think it really stimulates the brain and some other things. I haven't done all the research or looked at what the psychologists say about putting together puzzles, but every time she'd finish one, she'd have another one. And these were the 500 to 1,000 piece puzzles, so the really, really big one with the really, really small pieces. But our lives are the same way. It's like a big puzzle. And God already knows the end from the beginning. So though our lives are a total surprise to us many times, the activities that we do, the things that happen to us, but it is absolutely no surprise to God. So it's like, okay, you have this puzzle, your life is a puzzle, and what I love that he'll do is he'll actually show you what your life is supposed to look like. He'll give you that vision. Or you may have it as a dream or vision or something. But then it's like you get backed up to the, he'll show you the end, but then you have to get backed up to the beginning and work it out. And sometimes that's the uncomfortable part. So we're here to also motivate you through those periods. Because a lot of times people who fail in life, they get stuck. And it's simply because there was no one in their lives to motivate them and to push them. Well, good morning, good morning. If you're just tuning in, it is Tuesday morning right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams, coming to you every morning, Monday through Friday, with empowerment, motivation, and inspiration. Also, we want to say hello to those who are also on the switchboard. We want to welcome our guest 248. And we also know that we want to give a special shout-out to Miss Tisha all the way in Georgia. I just found out from a cousin of yours that you tune into the show and you actually have been tuning in with us. And she indicated that you enjoy the show. So congratulations. And to all the other people that are listening by, whether you're listening via the chat room or the internet, or maybe you listen to the archives. I also want to give a big shout out to Ania in Cincinnati and Tiffany in Maryland. Congratulations, congratulations. I want to keep our prayers out there for individuals who are going through in any kind of way. So my good friend Denise Jenkins in Cleveland, I want to continue to pray for her sister and her husband and keep them in our prayers. And for the other individuals, for Ms. Sharonda Roper, my wonderful, wonderful friend in Florida, we keep prayers out for her and her family. And also for her book. She has an awesome, awesome, powerful book out there. Now, we have lots and lots of wonderful, motivating things that are going to be happening, so I just want to tell you about a couple of them. One, on to anybody in the Philadelphia area, or if you know anyone in that area, on Tuesday, September the 21st, starting at 5:30, there will be a networking empowerment event for entrepreneurs. Their topic is Her Voice. So it's a women's, kind of some women empowerment, but of course the men are welcome to attend this event. I believe the tickets are $25, and if you register early, they will also, for your registration, you will get a copy of my book, Release Your Power. You can go to their website, E as in Eric, USA, E-U-S-A, Philly, P-H-I-L-L-Y, .org. So you can go to their website, Mr. Rodney Watson, or you can look him up on Facebook. He is the president of that chapter, and he's coordinating that whole event. Well, it is going to be at Temple University in the faculty lounge. And again, that's on Tuesday, September 21st. Now, if you're also in the New Jersey area, a couple of other conferences and events that I'll be a part of. On October the 2nd, a Saturday at 11 o'clock a.m., we will be at Franklin St. John's United Methodist Church, located at 142 Maple Avenue in Newark, New Jersey, for an annual domestic violence awareness conference, and featuring Dr. Cindy Hunter. She's coming up from North Carolina. She is the author of The Diary of a Crack Addict's Wife. She has a very, very powerful story, very powerful testimony, and a very powerful organization that she runs for the past 7 or 8 years now. But she will be coming to run that conference here in Newark, New Jersey. Now, some of this information you can get off my website, and if not, if the website isn't updated yet, it will be by the end of the week. So that's www.lilisajwilliams.com. Also, we are doing a women's retreat, Women Releasing Your Inner Power Retreat. Women Releasing Your Inner Power Retreat at the Sandy Cove Ministries. That's December the 10th through the 12th. It's awesome, awesome, powerful, beautiful facility if you're anywhere around near Maryland. We're going to start Friday evening at 5:30 with dinner and then have workshops Saturday all day, three meals, powerful three workshops. And also, while we're there, I'm also going to be doing a self-publishing workshop. So those of you who want to write a book, you've been wanting to write a book, this might be a good time for you to come. Also, I have Kelly Willer-Weaver coming. She actually came to one of my workshops, my writing workshops, my self-publishing workshops. She now has 4 books self-published since that time. That was about 2 years ago she did attend. She's going to be there live on hand to show you how she put to practice exactly what I showed her. Now she has her books. She's done many book signings at bookstores and at her church and other places. So if nothing else, you want to come for that. Now, it's only $170. Believe me, you, for what you're going to get, that's absolutely nothing. I actually paid $300 for someone to show me the self-publishing process. So you're getting a powerful workshop, plus I'm going to show you how to put your book together. And then on Sunday we'll have breakfast, and then people can go to their respective places. So mark your calendars for the first Women Releasing Your Inner Power Women's Retreat in the Sandy Cove Ministries. That's in Maryland. It's in the northeast section of Maryland, right on the water. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay? So wonderful, wonderful. Just had to get those announcements out there, the wonderful, wonderful things. There's more than that. But you can connect with myself, or you can look up Minister Patricia Martin. She's also on Facebook. She also has some of these events maybe posted on her page as well. And she also has a conference coming up next year in May, 100 Women in White. And you're going to go to her page and find out about that. I don't have the exact date, but I know it's somewhere around May 19th or 20th right here in New Jersey for those of you. But we have other coaching events and things that are going to be happening before the year is out. We have a few other things to do, a couple of other workshops, and I'm going to be part of a conference and symposium for self-publishers in November. So we have that coming up. But it's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful time this fall. We're going to make the best of it. But we want you to certainly live your dream. Have your mission, set your goals. Now, I gave you a homework assignment last week, and we asked you to, you know, make a journal and write in your journal who you are and begin to document your progress on your comments, what you're saying, and what you're thinking. Because here's the thing, here's what we know, that our thoughts direct our words. Basically, what we're thinking is what we'll end up saying. Oh, yes, it's absolutely true. Don't think you're going to be one of those lucky persons who you're able to have all kinds of crazy thoughts and not have them come out as words. Not going to happen. It's not going to happen. That's only in television and the movies. But in real life, what comes out of your mouth started as a thought. Okay? So here's the third step. So you have your thinking that leads to what you say, and what you say is going to drive and direct your actions and the activities that you get involved in. So the next time you end up in an activity or some action that you're not pleased with, that you're not happy with, that you later regret, you can trace it back to something you said, and then you can trace that back to something that you thought. Now let's keep going. So then your activity is driving your destination, the place that you're going to end up, the outcome of what you thought and what you said and what you did becomes where you end up. So when we end up in places, again, that we are not happy with, places that don't build us up, places that do not, they don't satisfy us, they don't fulfill us, places that aren't part of our fullest potential, well, again, we can trace it back to the things we did, back to what we said, and back to what we thought. Now, some people want to make changes in their lives, but they don't feel that they know how. They don't feel they can do it. Well, the reason is because they have not gotten control of their thinking. The thinking is out of control. So they're trying to change the people in their lives. That's what most people do. When things don't go the way they want it to go, the first thing they begin to do is to try to change other people. And your life, I can almost guarantee this. I can almost guarantee it. That your life will absolutely never change because you're trying to change other people. The only way you will ever change anything about yourself is that you change the way you think. That you change the way you think. I'll repeat that. It's worth repeating. It's worth repeating over and over and over. Now, here is how you're going to get started. And welcome, Ms. Angela Wilson. Welcome to the show. How's it going, Mr. Coach? Coach Jay, good morning, good morning. Yes, yes. Okay, yeah, I see Patricia's got to go wake the kids up. Listen, your thinking is going to absolutely drive all of your actions, and your actions are going to become your destiny. But here's what you're going to document in your journal. As you progress, you're going to watch your thoughts. You can't just let any old thought enter into your head. For instance, if I want my own television show, I want my own television show. Now, it may end up on TV1. It may end up on BET. It may end up on Channel 9, CBS, NBC. Who knows? But the point is that my thinking is that, yes, I'm going to be a great television show host. My thinking is not, that ain't for me. I can never do that. See, that's how most people's thinking goes. And that's how mine used to go as well before I understood the secret to destiny is controlling your thinking. You see, so now my thoughts are, oh, I'm going to be a great television show host. I'm already making a list of the people who are going to be a guest on my show. The list is already done. Now all I got to do is contact the people. As a matter of fact, I've already got people lined up to come on the show. See, my thoughts are about success. And as my thinking is successful thinking, then guess what my words are going to be? They're going to be words of empowerment. So therefore, I'm going to be telling myself, A, number one, that this is going to happen, that this is doable. When I talk to people, I'm going to begin to share with them about the show. I'm going to begin to call people up. And the next thing you know, you'll turn on the TV and I'll be there and you'll be like, oh, she said she was going to do that. Well, she said it because she thought it. So you have control of your thinking. Now, sometimes thoughts come into your head without your awareness. You didn't ask for it to come. It just came. However, once it's there, it's up to you to either dispel it, get rid of it, reject it, or hold on to it. Obviously, if it's a positive thought, you want to keep it. Now, here's the thing. So you're going to make your journal entries of your progress as you're going along. Each and every day as you tune into the show, whether we're talking about goals, whether we're talking about overcoming negative people, whether we're talking about getting engaged fully in life, being fully engaged. I'm talking about waking up in this lifetime each and every day, coming to this equipped and ready to go, knowing that your internal power is the highest power that you have within you, the greatest power that you have available to you is the power within. You know, for years, we have let other people dictate to us how we feel. And the moment you let someone dictate how you feel, you have lost your power. Your power is gone. The minute you said, he made me mad, she made me upset, you've given away your power. You've given away your power. And what I'm trying to do is help people take back your power. I did not write the book, Release Your Power, and thank you to all of those of you who have purchased the book. Thank you ever so much. But I did not write that book for my good health. I wrote the book out of my struggle, my pain, my guilt, and my embarrassment of years and years and years of living where other people had control of Lalisa's power, from having been molested, to having been raped, to having been beaten, to having been beat up, to having been rejected, neglected, and a host of other things. I wrote that book out of my struggle to the side of where now I have control of my power. And it's not in the hands of someone else. So I'm not being tossed and turned by everybody that's doing stuff around me, okay? Around you, not in you. They're not doing things in you, see? That's where the mistake has been allowed to fester and manifest. They're not doing things in you, but they're doing things around you, and you are letting it take place in you by saying, I feel this way because of what someone did. Now, you can choose to feel that way. That's on you. But don't blame them. You chose to get angry at what they did. Remember, it's not so much what people do to us that matters. It's our reaction. It's the reaction that I give. You ever, okay, I'm going to give you an example of this, and you can put it in perspective this way maybe. You ever been around people that make you, they make you so upset, and you try your best to make them upset back, and all they do is laugh. And you're saying to yourself, what's this person? You want them to be upset, right? Because you're upset, and you want them to be upset. Hello? Because you think that what you do is going to cause them to react a certain way. But guess what? They laugh. You see, that's a great example that, you know, some people know how to react in a way that you are not expecting them to react based on the action that you put out. Well, that's how we should be. We should be so controlled that even if a person did something that it would appear to make us upset, why not laugh? Why not laugh? Like, that's nothing. You see? You will upset a person quicker by doing that than by going along with, okay, I'm going to get upset because you did this. A person storms in your office or in your business, upset about something, and you react by, you know, letting it mess up your whole day. You know, I've actually seen people, their whole day is ruined now because of something somebody did or said. And you say, well, how can you tell? How can you tell, Coach Lisa, that someone's whole day is ruined? Listen to them. Listen to them. You ever around people who their whole day is spent talking about one thing that happened to them early that morning? And I'm talking about on the negative side. Obviously, if something positive happens, you want to, because guess what? What you give out is what you're going to bring in. So if you're spewing out negativity starting with early in the morning, it takes you through your whole day. Don't do that. Give that up. And so these are some of the things that you want to be able to journal. How are you going to know your progress? How are you going to know how far you've come unless you can chart it? That's why a lot of people, they sometimes, it's even like with weight loss, people can go on and they feel like nothing's happening. But that's why those programs like Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig and NutriSystem, that's one of their main components is that they make you chart your progress. So even though you may look in the mirror and not notice that you've lost weight or that you've, you know, built up this muscle or that, but if you chart it, it's right there in black and white. It's hard to deny what's in black and white. So if you put down, okay, I lost 1 pound, you look at the next day, that's 1 pound. So I'm saying that as you chart what's happening in your life, you're going to notice a greater success. Now you have something to celebrate. As you celebrate, you're going to feel better about what you're doing. As you begin to feel better, you're going to want to keep it up. You know, again, there's that great psychological study that says if there's an action that brings about joy, we're bound to repeat it. So if you see that, wow, I feel good. I feel good about what I'm doing. I feel good about, you know, tuning into the morning inspiration, motivation, and empowerment call. I feel good about that. You're going to continue to do that. And as you feel better, you're going to do better. And as you're doing better, it's going to spill out on all the people that are around you. Believe me, I'm telling you, I can even see it in my own life, my own husband. I can see his reaction to this morning call. He's not on the call, but he's here in the house with me, and there's no one else here, so he can pretty much hear the call as if he's sitting right here online. And that motivation is going to spill out because it's going to come out of you in everything that you do. Remember, releasing your power. You have the power within you. It's inside of you. It's waiting. It's waiting. It's waiting to be released. It's waiting to be released. You can release it. That's right. That's right, Bojess. You have the power to control how you feel because some people really don't believe it. And even if they think it, they don't believe it because what we believe brings about action. This is what I mean exactly. There are people who, they don't believe it because you still hear people saying, he made me sick. She made me sick. She made me upset. She made me angry. That right there will let you know that they absolutely don't believe it. Because when you believe it, you'll begin to act differently and accordingly. And therefore, your emotions will not be a roller coaster ride, up and down, up and down. One day, you're happy because they made you happy. The next day, you're in the dumps because he or she did something to upset you. Mm-mm, no. He or she did something that was upsetting, but you didn't get upset. That's the key. Maybe they did something that was upsetting, but what your reaction to it was, I'm not going to let it upset me. Whatever they did, they did. It's not going to upset me because guess what? I'm on my way. I'm going somewhere. I got things to do, people to meet. I have the success to go and achieve. I have, you know, books to write, CDs to release, businesses to start. And maybe you don't want to start a business. Maybe you work for a company. Maybe you want to turn your company around. Maybe you want to, you know, start a new project within your organization. Maybe you want to write a proposal to your company about a new product or a new service. You know, many companies even give you money, awards, and things like that when you come up with things that are new. Maybe the school that your child goes to, maybe there's a program that you can suggest that you would like to start and run. Now, on these jobs, and be careful when you suggest things, people expect you to carry it out. You don't sit back and suggest something for somebody else to do. It doesn't work like that in the real world. If you're going to suggest something, be willing to take leadership and ownership to get it done. Maybe you want to start some kind of youth empowerment program. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Whatever your gifts, your talents, your skills, and your abilities are, look at them, make a list of them, and now decide. So, you know, yeah, maybe you don't want to write a book. Maybe you want to write a movie. Maybe you want to direct one. There's no reason that people should be sitting around talking about, I'm bored. There's no such thing. No. I tell people all the time, and I haven't said this in a while, but I'll share it with you all because, you know, you all are my friends, right? Great. I'm going to share it with you all. But you can't share this stuff with everybody because some people will take it the wrong way. But I would tell people, especially some younger, like 18, 19-ish age group, and they would say, oh, I'm so bored. I'm bored. I says, no, no, no. You're boring. You see, you are the one who has to create excitement. So when people tell me they're bored, and you hear this typically, like I say, from a lot of younger people. Now, if you're 4 or 5, you don't typically hear the 4 or 5-year-old say that. And when you do, watch out. But typically, they're always doing something, so they don't get bored that much. But sometimes you'll see it from that age group of around 14 to 19 or so. You'll be hearing them begin to talk about they're bored. And so what I'm trying to teach them is that you are the one who takes you out of boredom, not some external source. Because, you know, I don't want young people to get trapped in, it's got to be something outside of me making me excited. No, you have to be exciting. You have to be the one who's creating something for yourself. In other words, you know, if you're bored, then all you've done was told me that, all you did was tell me is that you don't know what you want to do. You don't know what you like doing. See, because let's just say you like reading. Well, go read. You like writing, go write. You like skiing, go skiing. Do whatever it is that you like doing. But for some people, they absolutely don't know what they like. So I understand that. So let's do this. In your journal writing, you can have people, and you can do this yourself. I've done it. Make a list of all the things you like doing. All the things. It could be motivating others like me. I absolutely love encouraging other people. That is my joy. That's why I'm weird. You know, some people think I'm weird. They think I'm odd and I'm different. Well, okay, I am. And you're different. We're all different. We're all different. Don't try to be like somebody else. You're all different. But that's where I get my joy, is I actually love encouraging people. And anybody who knows me well enough knows you come into my space, you come within 5 feet of me, I'm going to encourage you. So if you want to be in the dumps, if you like being down and out, if you don't come around, Lalisa, because you come around me, I'm going to be looking for something to encourage you. Let's say you're homeless. You come into my space and you're homeless. I'm going to be talking about, oh, but, you know, even in that homeless shelter, you know, you could be there meeting people. You could be there teaching them something that you know. I'm going to use some kind of way to encourage you, because what I'm going to say to you is that while you're there, you know, you're going to be meeting people, doing this, doing that, and through that, you may say something to someone whose uncle or aunt may have an apartment for you. See, that's because that's what I believe. I don't just do it just to do it. It's what I honestly believe. I honestly believe that everything you need is going to come to you based on you being active in some kind of activity. So in other words, even if you were in a homeless shelter, you know, I'm not going to just say, oh, well, you know, that's a shame, that's sad. No, I'm going to show you how that through that something may happen, that you'll meet someone that may offer you a job, they may offer you a place to stay, you see, and then once you get the place to stay, it might lead to something else. Now, I think they call that the law of nothing just happens. I don't know, maybe I just made that up. But there's got to be a law for that, because I've seen it happen over, and I know, Coach Jay, I know you know what I'm talking about, and I know you've seen this happening, correct? I know Coach Jay has seen this, and yes, okay, so Patricia, you said, yes, that your 19, 15-year-old says that all the time. Exactly. Okay, but you have to be careful, you know, again, when you're answering them. But it's the truth. It's the absolute truth. I mean, that's the same thing with anything, with anybody. When people say that they're bored, actually what they're telling you is that I'm really a boring person and I don't know how to come up with my own activities. I don't know how to excite myself. Well, help them. Show them. Teach them. Look at me. I don't have, like, a lot of money. I don't have tons of money. You know, I don't have this and this and that. But I'm excited. First and foremost, I'm excited that I have options, okay? You don't need a lot of money to have options. That's number one. Some people think that the more money you have, the happier you're going to be somehow. That's what a lot of people think for some reason. I don't know why they think that. Don't they watch television? Don't they read the newspaper? Don't they watch the news? Obviously they don't, because the news is full of unhappy, rich people. They're always telling the stories. They go through divorce. They go through suicide. Oh, my God, look at even the young lady Fantasia. They go through suicide attempts. They try to drown their problems and their lives through drugs and alcohol. Oh, my goodness. So don't think that money is going to motivate you to be happy. I had a student once in my business class. Oh, by the way, school starts for me as well. I have my first class tomorrow night. Pray for me. College students, they're the best, though. I absolutely love them. But I had a student once, and he shared with me how he worked on a golf course in a country club with a lot of rich people. And he said to me one day in class, and to the rest of the students, he says, you know, Professor Williams, I'm really never going to strive just to be rich. And I said, well, you know, why not? He says, because at this country club where I work, he listens to them as they're talking in the clubhouse, you know, after there, because, you know, when you're on the golf course, you don't say a word. You're like, shh, it's real quiet. You can't talk while you're out there, because they need to highly concentrate, the golfers. But in the clubhouse, they began to talk. And he said, it's such misery. He said, they are so miserable. And he gets to talk to them a little bit as he was driving the caddy. Yes, driving the car, and it's a caddy, he got to hear them talk a little bit, but, you know, it's kind of quiet out there. But he said they were so, so miserable, and all they did was complain. And see, they had all that money. So I'm telling you, money does not make you happy. You have to make yourself happy. And the way you do that, I'm saying the way you do that is by what you think. It's what you think. You know, even the scripture tells us, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is of a good report, think on these things. That's what it says. So don't take my word for it. You know, as my pastor was saying on Sunday, the higher power, H-I-G-H-E-R, and not H-I-R-E. Some people, is the higher, they think it's the money. They think it's the job that is what's driving their happiness. No, no, no. That's why to a person like myself and some other people, it doesn't really matter what job we're on. We understand that our happiness is eternal. It's internal. Yes, it's eternal as well, but it's internal. It's inside. It's not external. It's not coming from the outside. Stop letting people outside of you drive your happiness. Well, if you just tuned in, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lolisa Show. I know some of you at the time, you're still getting adjusted to the fact that we moved up earlier. We moved up to 7 o'clock so we can stay on an hour from 7 to 8. And then some of you, you know, your schedules don't allow that because of the whole 7:30 thing, and that's fine too. But if you're just tuning in, we are continuing to talk about going deeper in you achieving and reaching your goals. Because there's one thing, you know, that's great and that's wonderful that, you know, you tune into the show, but let's get some work done here, okay? Let's look at how you're really being motivated, how you're really being empowered and inspired to go to the next level in your life. Let's hear some of your progress. It's not just a matter of a success story. It's not about me. It's about your progress. How are you progressing? Are your words changing? Don't tell me you've been listening to the Coach Lolisa Show for 30 days and you're still cussing people out when they make you upset. You know, you're still getting angry and mad because of the things people say to you and the things that people do to you or do around you. You have to control your feelings, control your emotions, control your reaction to people. Get stable. Get stable. Don't have your emotions like a roller coaster going up and down and all over the place. Your blood pressure doesn't need that drama. Your body doesn't need that trauma. You know, just like the temperature level in our body, it's better when it's stable. Our blood level, our sugar, you know, you want stability. You don't want this up and down emotional roller coaster. Okay? So one way to do that is to you have control. Therefore, no matter what people do around you, you don't have to change. You know, because some of us, what we think we're doing is we think we're controlling another person when we show them our anger, our bitterness, and all of these things. We think that we're, you know, hurting them somehow. No, sorry. They don't feel anything. Trust me. There are some people who feel absolutely nothing by us reacting in a certain kind of way. We're not hurting them. We're not helping them. What is it doing to you? That's what you have to look at. So we talked about a lot of things today. We talked about being excited. We talked about doing exciting things. We talked about knowing who you really are, looking at all your gifts, your talents, your skills, and your abilities. Now, I'm not telling you to go out there and do 50 million 11 things. No. Don't be like me, okay? So I know I do 50 million 11 different things, all right? And some people, they can't get with that. You know, there was a woman the other day, she actually asked me, well, do you ever finish anything that you start? And see, I could have reacted very negatively to her comment, you see, right or wrong. I mean, this is what she shot out of her mouth to me, because when people see my life and see that I'm doing all these things, well, do you ever finish anything you start? However, but because I know that my thinking controls my speaking, controls my actions, controls my destiny, I know enough to know that that's her thinking and her comment. See, once you're secure in yourself with what you're doing, you don't have to be all fluttered and flustered by what other people say and think. See, now, I finish a lot of things that I've started, you know. But, you know, again, you don't have to throw that out there with people, because then, you know, that it leads to another thing and another thing. Okay, I could have easily said to her, well, I finished 3 degrees, and how's that for completion? So, and, you know, and anybody that's gone to school knows that's very hard to do. So, you know, but this is an example of how people will say things that could anger us. And, again, but the anger is based on my reaction to it. I don't have to react in the same way that person does react, okay? So, with that being said, we have only about a good 15 minutes or so left of the show. And so now I want to give anybody who has a question or a comment, if you'd like to ask it, if you're in the chat room, you can certainly ask a question or a comment, or you can make a statement, and or you can just pick up your phone and dial 347-945-7991. And push the number 1 key, or if you're already on the phone lines, you push the number 1 key, and you can ask your question and make your comment. But again, I want to definitely welcome each and every person to the show and to some of our coaching events. If you don't have a comment or question, I want to, again, invite those of you who are skilled with the computer and you absolutely love using the computer. I want to invite you to check out my coaching website. You can go to mylifecompass.com/LilLisaWilliams. And that time it's LilLisa Williams without my middle initial J. But if you go to my website, it's LilLisaJWilliams.com. So you can go to my coaching website, and on there you can actually set up a page on this website, and I invite you all to do it. Again, it's mylifecompass.com/LilLisaWilliams, that's LilLisa Williams. Now, on that site, you can get a free page. You'll put me in as your coach. You may ask who's your coach. You'll put me in, and I'll be able to update you on some things. I can give you some projects to work on if you like personal coaching, and that's absolutely free. If you would like more one-on-one type of coaching and some of the other products that we offer, then you can actually sign up, and it's very, 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 very minimum cost to it, as low as $20 a month you can sign up. But anyway, I just wanted to let you all know about that site. That's mylifecompass.com. It's an awesome, awesome internet tool, coaching tool, that is also here to inspire, empower, and we can stay connected that way. Also, again, let me check. Okay, so it looks like there's a comment. Let me take her comment. Good morning. Welcome, welcome to the Coach Elisa Show, 908 area code. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Elisa. This is Jonathan. I'm in New Jersey. And I just want to say good morning because I'm on my way to school. And listen. And being good. It's cool.
Jonathan, I'm so honored that you called. Jonathan, you know, I absolutely want you to have a great day at school. And I want this school year to be off the hook for you, okay? I want it to be a great year. I want you to go there every day in a great mood, positive, and you are such a special kid. You are so wonderful. I absolutely love you, Jonathan.
I love you too, but I'm not in kindergarten anymore. I'm in first grade now because school started back.
Exactly. That's because you have progressed and you have moved up to another level. So you know what, Jonathan? You are awesome. Everyone, Jonathan has called in this morning. God bless him. Jonathan is going to be in the first grade this year. He's on his way to school, had his first day of school, and he called into the Coach Elisa Show. Well, Jonathan, thank you so much. Stay positive, stay motivated, learn all that you can, and when you come home this evening, I want to hear about your great day at school today, okay?
Okay.
All right. See you later, Jonathan. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, everyone, that just goes to show you, even the young people who want to be motivated. I've been knowing Jonathan for a little while now, and this is a kid that I tell you, he is very, very, very inspiring. He will also inspire you. And I thought that was absolutely so, so cute. Okay. So any other comments or questions? Let's see. Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, Miss Pat. Okay. And she's been listening to the show and talking to others. And she's been doing a lot of things that she's been wanting to do. More positive. Awesome, awesome. Those are the kind of things you want. Yes, and she had mentioned that little Jonathan, 6 years old, said it the other day. He said he was bored. Oh, Jonathan. Well, we can understand why Jonathan might be bored, because Jonathan can get a lot done in one day. But wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so you guys are absolutely funny. Great. Glow Jess, yes, you are secure in who you are. Awesome, awesome. And what you do, your life is your own. Boy, it's nothing like having your life be your own. And it's wonderful. And thank you, actually, for that comment. And I know Miss Pat had to also run so that she could take Jonathan to school. And we have another comment. Let's see. Area code 5. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Well, 513. You're on the air.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Hello, yeah, this is Byers on, Lisa.
Hi, who was this? Oh, Byers.
This is Byers. Yes, ma'am.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, doing better.
Thank wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful. Now, Byers, tell us where you're calling from.
Calling from 513, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati, Ohio, Byers. Now, Byers, you know this is the Coach Elisa Show.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you know what we talk about each and every morning on the show?
Well, not each and every morning, but I've been listening for quite some time now this morning.
Okay. Well, this is a show, Byers, that is about being motivated and inspired and people being empowered to live their dream in life, to live their goal, to set goals and then to reach them. That's what the show is all about.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so do you have a goal that you want to set for your life?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I want to, first of all, get my GED and start college. And hopefully once my leg get better, start working. That's for starters.
And what would... Okay, that sounds great, great, great. So we're going to help you with that, Byers. You said you have a goal to get your GED. That's absolutely great. You also said you want to start college. Well, Byers, I can absolutely tell you those are doable, but we're going to have to do the other little pieces in between. So I'm so glad that you have that, and we're going to pray that your leg continues to get stronger. But probably you will learn, like some of the other people on the show, you got to stay connected. Mr. J, if you are still on the line and if you are listening, Mr. J Early, he's in the chat room. I would love for him to say something positive and motivating for you since he is a man. But anyway, he may have stepped away from the phone. But Byers, I definitely want you to stay connected. And if you can, Byers, please,
yes,
tomorrow. Ma'am. Try to listen to the show. There's a guy coming on, Mr. Versi L. Walker. He wrote a book.
Yes.
He's from the Chicago area. Success, How I Ended Up Here. And I really need you to tune into the show and to hear him. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in. Well, we're going to continue to wish you the best. And I got another caller. I got to take this call. But you keep listening, and we absolutely love you. And I am so thoroughly thrilled. You have changed my whole day. So I love you, and thank you for calling in.
Okay, love you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, everyone, that was absolutely my nephew. It's so empowering. Thank you. Now we have another caller. We want to take your comments for area code 497. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning, Coach. This is Jay calling from Germany.
Oh, Mr. Jay, awesome, awesome. Did you hear that 19-year-old?
Yes, I was listening. You know, this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. You know, when you, I call it, you know, confirmation that you're on the right track, when you start getting phone calls and messages like that, and people, how can I say this? People who are listening, what you have to understand is that, sad to say, we live in a hurting, negative world, and all of us have to do our part to be a shining light, to let people know that you can live life, and whatever you're going through right now, you can come out of it. You know, I always tell folks, you have to go back to the mindset of a child. A child is fearless. A three-year-old, two-year-old, they're fearless. That's why mom and grandmom always got their eyes on them, because they don't know about danger. They don't know about can't, or the other word is no, they cannot. That's what I wanted to say. They don't know about cannot. They believe that they're supermen, okay? And this is the way that we have to march through life. We can't say we can't do anything. We can do all things through our Father in heaven, okay? We just have to vision it. We have to believe in it. We have to focus on it day and night. And it will come to pass, but you cannot be a chicken. That's the nicest way I can say it, you know. So as usual, I'm inspired this morning. You're right on cue like you are every day, you know. And I say, you know, thank God that you are there, you know. And we need to build some more shining lights out there, because this is a tough battle, you know, to get people to just live life. You folks, you were born winners. You were born winners. When you touched this earth, you were a winner. God doesn't make losers. It's just
that's right.
Your purpose and going for it. And I'm going to shut up because I'm too fired up. Coach,
you ought to be fired up. Jay, calling from Germany.
Oh, my God. And, you know, that was my nephew. Now, this kid, obviously, I've been knowing him all my life. But this, I mean, this is the absolute first time that he has, you know, commented in on the show, has tuned in and made those comments. And I am utterly blown away. And, but I'm so elated, and I really did want a male, and so I'm so glad that you were there. I didn't realize that was your number. And I'm so glad that I took his call before your call, because I said, wow, you know, a young man, he wants to get his GED. Wow. He realizes that, yes, he forsook some things, but he wants to go back and get his GED. A young African-American male, age 19.
Amen.
Wants to go to college. Mr. J, this is serious here. This is serious.
Yes, ma'am. Definitely. It is.
Yes, and he is making, that's why I wanted him to state it. I'm telling you, our words are going to become our destiny.
That's it.
And he's got to say it every day. Every day he's got to say, I want my GED.
Morning and night.
Yes, I want to go to college. He's got to state it.
Yes.
Do you know how many life I've gotten, Coach J, because I said it? Do you understand that? Our words are powerful.
Yes, they are. Amen.
And when there's
when we realize it, just realize what the way the world will be. When we realize that we can speak it into existence, as long as we believe.
Yes. You can say stuff that don't make sense and get it. He told us we could speak those things that be not as though they were. And they will be. He said that we will have what we say. So I congratulate his mother, Hope Harper, because I know that there is no way that child would have been on this phone if it wasn't for her. I know that.
Wow. Beautiful.
I know it. So I thank God for her. I thank God for Miss Patricia Martin. There is no way a six-year-old would be calling in to the Coach Lalisa show on his first day going back to school and reminding me, I'm not in kindergarten any longer. I'm in first grade. On the day that I'm talking about progress and documenting your progress, hello. So I thank God for his mother, Patricia Martin. I thank God, Coach J, calling in, for each and every person on this line, for a young African-American male to say, I'm going to, listen, everybody, I want you to keep him lifted in your prayers and think good thoughts for him. Our thinking becomes what we say. Well, we're out of time. It's been a great show. If you didn't get a chance to call in or make a comment, please do so back on Thursday. We're running the show tomorrow, so I'm not sure how he's going to do it. Usually he has a full message for the whole time. He may take calls at the end. I'm not sure. But if so, we'll do that as well. Yes, I will be online with him, but I pretty much let him run Wednesdays. But Thursdays, we'll take your call. Thursdays, Friday morning, we'll do the show as I head down to Virginia Beach, and we'll do some live shows down there. And from Virginia Beach, I'll be there all week long. So anyway, it's been great. It's been real. Love each and every one of you. Thank you so much, Coach J. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Patricia. Thank you, Hope. Thank you, area code 248, area code 609. Ms. Alicia, Mr. Robert, thank you. Thank you for making the show so special today. You in the chat room. Those of you in the chat room, it's Angela Wilson Radio. God bless you. Thank you, Glow Jess, all the way out there in California. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Constantin, thank you for tuning in. But we're out of time. We'll see you back tomorrow. This has been Coach Lalisa.
For tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, tools or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coastal Lisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.
Hello?